We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. March Madness getting going today. Right after we're done here, you'll hear Minnesota and Louisville. And then as we get going, many, many others. So we go to the hotline now and talk Texas Tech for the second consecutive year. The Red Raiders are a 3 seed, and Jeff Haxton, the play-by-play voice of Texas Tech, joining us. Jeff, you get a homecoming, man. How'd you draw that up? You get to go to Tulsa. That's awesome.
I don't know. It seems like when I go to places, like the first 3 years are pretty magical, and then the bottom falls out. We'll see what happens. The first 3 years at Texas Tech has been quite a ride, but man, when I saw Tulsa came up, I'm 40, and 11 of those years were spent in Tulsa, and so I was just ecstatic about it, and still am, still riding high, and love the BOK Center and all that, so it's been really cool.
Hax, it's Hurdle. Talked a little bit about just about going to Texas Tech, the dream of realizing that level, especially at such a young age and relative experience. Everybody, we stop and think about the Red Raiders and what they've been able to do and the fact that they're 3 seed back-to-back. Maybe we don't think about some of the other stories that go with it, but yours is a really good one. It falls into the category of good things happening to good people.
Hey, Bruce, good to hear from you again, man. I appreciate that. For me, it was just, 11 years of buses to Fargo and Fort Wayne, and no lie, I mean, we would fly those every now and then, but you bus it once and you feel it for a long time. Yeah. And I know that there are, minor league baseball play-by-play guys that bus all their lives too. I know that's definitely a thing, but at ORU with that conference, and the closest team to you was Omaha. There was a lot of time spent away from home, a lot of travel, and a lot of sacrifice. But it was really cool to get there, and then just immediately watch the success that the school was having with Tim Tadlock on baseball, and then Chris Beard coming along with it. And man, the NCAA tournament gets really fun. This is the fifth NCAA tournament that I've been to as a play-by-play guy, but with this crew, you've got a chance to make a deep run. And so that was really special last year because Tech's been to one Elite Eight ever, and that was last season. So that was really cool.
12:30 from Tulsa coming up tomorrow, Texas Tech and Northern Kentucky. We're talking to play-by-play voice Jeff Haxton from Texas Tech. The Raiders inexplicably went up to Kansas City and lost their first game. In hindsight, they're still a number 3. And all that extra rest, could that be maybe the best thing that could have happened to him?
You hope you can spin it that way, Shane. You hope you can put that kind of spin on it, like, oh, that was good to get that kind of rest, that kind of deal, and get home and have that much time off to get your feet underneath you. Because that was I'll tell you this, there was a lot of energy expended by Texas Tech to keep that edge for 9 games, because you got to a position where you'd lost 3 in a row. And you, at that point, you're kind of like, well, let's just get in the tournament type situation. And you may have waved bye-bye to a shared conference championship with Kansas State eventually, but that the energy and the focus that was put into winning those 9 in a row, I just think at some point there was a breaking point, and we see how good the win at Iowa State really was to share the Big 12 championship. I thought, when you look back at what Iowa State did in that Big 12 tournament, you're like, dang, that was a really good win in Ames. And it was just hard to keep that focus attached and keep it rolling through Kansas City. and they just didn't have it. Mm-hmm. And West Virginia did. And you got to give West Virginia all the credit. They went crazy and made a lot of shots, and Tech did not. So we will see. You know, did you expend it all? Did you put it all into that 9-game win streak and then you could never get it back? Or did you lose it for one and then you get it back and make a run? We're about to find out.
Well, experienced teams generally the latter, but we'll find out, as you say. What does Texas Tech take from its experience a year ago, the success they had in the tournament, and apply to this season? On one hand, it's a totally different tournament, but on the other hand, you got a lot of guys that have experienced it.
Yeah, it starts with Jarrett Culver and Davide Moretti in that instance. Those guys, you know, Davide last year, his role wasn't huge, but he played so well in his when he was called upon in the NCAA tournament, he was huge against Florida, against Purdue. Davide kind of blossomed in the NCAA tournament. So you want those guys to take their experience and kind of share it with the others. And then and Norris Odiasse, this is the third NCAA tournament that he's been to, which that just doesn't happen at Texas Tech, a guy going to three NCAA tournaments. So he'll have a lot of things to share. And then you want another Davide from this year's crew. And there are several of those guys that are candidates to kind of spread their wings and shine on the national stage, so to speak. So I think they'll take quite a bit from that. And there are some similarities. I think, you know, this draw on paper is easier than last year's draw because you ran into Florida immediately.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you ran into Florida immediately. You had a tough SFA team in round one that was really ready to beat an in-state team. And then the similarities of being close to home with Dallas and Tulsa. I mean, Tulsa's a little further, but still relatively close and a good draw for that. So there are some similarities, and we'll see who steps up come tomorrow at 12:30 with Northern Kentucky.
Play-by-play voice of Texas Tech, Jeff Haxton, joining us here on Sports Daily. I want to ask you about Chris Beard a little bit. Obviously, we know what we have now, but around Lubbock, when Beard was announced as the next head coach, I know everybody thinks that they can come up with the next big thing, but were there many ripples at all when it was announced that Chris Beard is your next basketball coach at Texas Tech?
I think the ripples were from the fact that he was already the coach at UNLV.
Yeah, that was weird. Mm-hmm.
That will cause some ripples now. When
Now, granted, he went 30-5 at Little Rock, you know, and so it seemed to be his time. But what he has created at Texas Tech, I would imagine even the most diehard of Red Raider basketball fans, this is more than they could have expected out of Chris Beard, right?
No, it is. It is. It's. There's still some of that. Wow, are we really doing this type thinking? And that comes from me. I wasn't so surprised that he had all that success in year two, right? Because what you had was this kind of perfect storm. You had all these guys from Tubby's era. Tubby Smith has left you four or five really good players. Then you get Zaire Smith, who's just a lightning bolt and comes out of nowhere and is phenomenal. Tech's only one and done ever. So that all comes together, and that's not that surprising. What's surprising is when you get rid of, well, you get don't get rid of, you lose six of your seven top scorers from that team, and you come back and you finish better in the regular season than you did the year before. That's what's surprising, because teams at Texas Tech's level, as far as programs go, historically, when they get that big season, it's with all these experienced guys. They do it with seniors, and they do it with some talented newcomers. Then those seniors go away, and then you take a dip. You take a dip where you're happy to get to the NCAA tournament. That has not been the case. So that's what's really surprising to me, and I think everyone, that you were able to turn around and form basically an entire new team and have the success that you've had.
Jeff, I'm curious, staying on the Chris Beard trail for a moment. You've had experience with two coaches really kind of at opposite ends of the spectrum in Scott Sutton, who I just I think I can speak for you. I just adore the guy. He's an absolute gem. But he comes from coaching royalty. And then you get a guy like Chris Beard, who's done the Angelo State and Little Rock, and he's
Seminole.
Worked to exactly. He's gone up the ladder. Two guys that have arrived at very similar spots in very different ways. What a remarkable bit of experience for you to have had those two guys really to work with through most of your play-by-play career.
Yeah, and Scott Sutton's one of my best friends on earth, and I just have so much admiration for him. He was texting with me last night, and we keep track of each other and pull for each other. And then I think a really cool wrinkle about Texas Tech is you've got the Bobby Knight and Eddie Sutton trees that have teamed up. They've come and they've combined forces. When you look at Chris Beard, who was an assistant with Bobby Knight, and Pat Knight, and then Sean Sutton, who we all know about him. So you've got those two trees working together. I don't think that's anything to sneeze at when those two schools of thought come together and work for the same goal. I think that's been something that's huge. And if you get Chris Beard in the setting where he'll talk about it and you ask what Sean has meant, boy, he'll rave about Sean. So, yeah, they've gone about it as far as their routes quite a bit differently. Chris Beard has that kind of nomadic tendency to go from place to place. At least he did for a while. We'll see what he does in the future with his name so hot. Man, you combine those two trees, I feel pretty good about our chance.
Don't forget about that 99-2000 year where he led Fort Scott to a 19-12 record. Winning season for the Greyhounds in 8 years. And we were sorry to see him go. But full disclosure, Jeff, I'm from near Fort Scott.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Elite Eight run last year, number three seed again. We're talking to Jeff Haxton, play-by-play voice of Texas Tech. They take on Northern Kentucky. What can you tell us about the possible pitfalls of the 3-14 this year as it pertains to Northern Kentucky?
Well, you know, like most teams that you'll get in touch with in these 3-14s, 4-13s, they're red hot. You know, they shared the horizon, regular season. They win the tournament. That gets them the automatic bid. I haven't been around Division I very long in the horizon, but the horizon's got some good programs. You know, Bruce, you remember the names of Oakland and Valparaiso and Detroit and some of those schools that can put together really good seasons every now and then. And so you'll have to be ready for them. They're experienced, just kind of your typical mid-major school. The thing that Texas Tech, the kind of ace up the sleeve type situation for Tech, is when the defense is the way that it should be, which was about 90% of the year, the other offenses, and this really happened to KU and several other schools, especially at home when the crowd was with Tech, the offenses just can't function. And I mean, I saw KU got choked out their United Supermarkets Arena by their inability to run their offense because the defense was so good. So you kind of rely on that you might be playing a high powered team. You might be playing a high-powered Buffalo team or a pretty good Arizona State team in the second round. But if that defense is what it is, then you should be able to get to the Sweet 16. And from then, who knows? But you just got to make Tulsa your home court and play your defense. What I've been saying is if you get the team that went through the 9-game winning streak, you got a really good shot to go to a Final Four. If you get the team that was early on in the conference season or the team that played in Kansas City, then you're probably going home early. And I've kind of just boiled it down to being as simple as that.
Yep.
Jeff, outside of you guys, who's your best bet around the Big 12 to go deep into this tournament? You've got a unique perspective. I'll just ask you.
Iowa State. And it's just because of their offensive firepower. I don't know. The Cyclones are never that interested in playing a lot of defense. But it is so important to make shots. And they've got shot makers. And their chemistry is back. They're not pushing and shoving each other on the floor like they were at West Virginia. And apparently having fights off the floor. Now they kind of like each other again. And that will make you a much better squad when you go through Kansas City the way that you did, when you have the following that they do, because they're about to take over Tulsa, and we all know it. I mean, the Iowa State fans are going to take over this town, and they will be my pick to be a team that can go fairly deep. And this is no disrespect to Kansas State. That's an awesome team. But Dean Wade, we all know what he means.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, we know what he means. We saw during the season the examples of with Dean and without Dean. And, you know, I respect the heck out of K-State and Dean Wade and really like the program overall. But I just don't, without him, and I know they did everything last year without him, but I don't have a good feeling for K-State.
Real quick, Jeff, before we let you go, Texas Tech baseball. I know you haven't been around the baseball program all that much with your basketball duties, but how does Tim Tadlock feel about his chance to go back to the College World Series again this year?
Well, I talked to him on Monday. We had his coach's show on Monday, and he just reminded everyone that it's very early because you're coming off of a series at Texas where the Horns squeaked by you twice, and you got them once, and you lost the series. That makes the Red Raider fans unhappy there because you hate Texas.
They're okay, and, though.
they're a great baseball
Texas is
team,
okay. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. So he was just kind of reminding everybody how early it is, that it is in March, that it hasn't even warmed up yet. And I think he feels really good about this team. And they have Michigan for three this weekend with a hook on the end with Stetson with two after that. It's pretty cool. They're going to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday with three with the Wolverines and two with the Hatters. So
wow,
that'll be really cool to watch because you're going to test all your pitching. You're going to, you know, play a lot of ball, and we'll see how they come out of this weekend. But I think that the arms in the bullpen plus arms, and we were talking 95, 96 out of the bullpen, pretty steady. I think that's going to keep tacking a lot of games.
Jeff, enjoy Tulsa. Good luck to the Red Raiders.
Shane Bruce, it was great talking to you guys. Appreciate it.
Great catching up.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Haxton, play-by-play voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. All right, when we come back, we'll check in on our Twitter question. It has to do with the culmination of the toughest athletic director jobs that there are of the 16 schools that I created. The final four are up, so you can vote on that. And then top second hour, Bruce and I will start breaking down some of the games that are, well, they're going to be on our air when we're done. March Madness talk coming up in 15 minutes from now, but send you HRO Twitter question is straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.